This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The past few hours have been pretty tough in parts of the South.
Officials across the southern U.S. are reporting damaging hail, toppled trees, shredded buildings, and downed power lines after a powerful storm system passed through. Tens of thousands of households across Alabama and Georgia were without power overnight Wednesday. In Eufaula, Alabama, Mayor Jack Tibbs says no injuries were immediately reported, but the storm collapsed a wall of a building and downed 30 or 40 trees. Tibbs spoke to WTVM.
Luckily, we only know one small injury, and I think it took a Band-Aid. So anytime you have a tornado, and that's all you have is as far as injuries go, that's good.
Authorities in Troup County, Georgia, told WSB-TV that a person was struck by lightning. In Calhoun County, Sheriff Josh Hilton says two people somehow escaped uninjured from a house that was demolished by high winds. I'm Jennifer King.
Last night, President Biden talked about the weather and climate change with conservation and environmental groups.
Over the past 2 years, a third of Americans have been personally affected by extreme weather events. One third. Folks, this is what climate change looks like, only it looks worse if we don't do something now.
President Biden last night in Washington. A group of migrants arrived by bus in downtown Los Angeles yesterday, sent from Texas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said the migrants were sent to Los Angeles because California had declared itself a sanctuary for immigrants. Two Americans have been found dead in their hotel room in a seaside community on Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. This was in the community of El Pescadero. No word yet on who they were or where they were from. It's believed they died from gas inhalation. A convicted killer will be executed tonight in Florida. He was convicted of two killings in 1984, a 14-year-old girl and a mother. Dwayne Owen is now 62 years old. This is AP News. Now to the Southern Baptist Convention and women pastors and a dispute.
The Southern Baptist Convention has refused to take back a megachurch because it has women pastors. An appeal was rejected to bring back Saddleback Church in California. It had been the denomination's second largest congregation. All Baptist churches are independent, so the convention can't tell them what to do. Convention delegates also rejected a similar appeal by a smaller church, Fern Creek Baptist in Louisville, Kentucky, led by a woman, Reverend Linda Barnes Popham.
I think there are some deeds done in darkness that obviously need to be uncovered.
For years, questions about women's ministry roles have caused turmoil in the SBC. Delegates pushed to amend the convention's constitution to specify Southern Baptist churches must affirm, appoint, or employ only men as any kind of pastor or elder as qualified by Scripture. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.